Hi, everybody. This is topic two, and it is all about dinner plate readings and soup bowl readings, and you are going to have the time of your life, and I'm going to read some of my book again, Messages from Spirit, from chapter 10, called Waiter, There's a Message in My Soup. Now, you have all the instructions that you need to actually do this exercise in your PDF, but I'm going to read you something that'll give you a bit of a context about why we're doing it and why you're going to have so much fun, because you are. I love doing this. Okay. Waiter, there's a message in my soup. The art of reading images and symbols in leftover coffee grounds, as my dad used to do, is an ancient Middle Eastern tradition closely related to tea leaf reading, which actually had its beginning in ancient China. In fact, there's evidence that this kind of coffee or tea divination evolved independently in ancient cultures all over the world, including those of Asia, Greece, and the Middle East. It seems that everybody saw things in their cups. The official name for this practice is tassiography or tassiomancy. Now, over the last 100 years, it became known, of last few hundred years, not the last 100 years, it became known throughout Europe because of the nomadic people who offered it as a means of telling fortunes. Okay, so now we find something related to the interpretations of divine dialogue being fortune-telling, but the beginnings of this art were sacred and accompanied by ritual, prayer, and meditation. The purpose, originally, was to seek deeper knowledge of the will of the divine and to glimpse where we were on our life's journey, which is what we're teaching you here in Oracle School. Tassiography can be a very accurate means of seeing the patterns and choices playing out in your life. It's like a map of encoded sacred symbols unfolding around the cup or the saucer, and it tells stories and depends upon your intuition or someone else's for unlocking their code. And here's where it gets interesting. This is the one reason why that cups are traditionally read by someone other than the person drinking the tea or coffee. It's always better to have an objective perspective, and it serves to engage the connecting bridge between the consciousness of the person getting the reading and the person acting as an interpreter. It's in this partnership that oracular consciousness is ignited and linked to the greater consciousness of spirit. So I'm going to move forward and read you some fun stories here. Beyond teacups and coffee mugs, and why I want you to not read teacups and coffee mugs. So you can use the same method to chat with spirit via thick hot chocolate or any kind of pureed vegetable soup. You can even use the leftover hot oatmeal in your breakfast bowl as long as you pray for guidance and ask spirit to be engaged. Here's a funny story about the birth of the soup oracle. I actually stumbled upon the capacity for thick squash soup to be a conduit for a message from spirit. Well, it says 8 years ago in the book, but it's now like 20 years ago. My eyesight began to get weak around the time I turned 42. Well, that's 18 years ago. Although I needed glasses, I avoided getting them, which of course gave me splitting headaches and made me squint when looking at small print. Seeing into a cup accurately was difficult without glasses, since the symbols and images formed by tea leaves and coffee grounds are teeny weeny and tiny. Okay, so I needed big print. That's what I needed. I promised a girlfriend who was visiting from Europe that I'd read her Turkish coffee cup as a gift for her birthday. I did. We thought it would be fun to go out for dinner first, and then at the end of the evening, we would return to my place to speak to spirit via the cup. It was fall, and we went to a restaurant that was serving seasonal vegetable dishes. We ordered squash soup, and I noticed the obvious patterns that were forming, because they were white bowls. And I began to peer along the sides of my bowl, and I saw a clear image of a swan followed by a pumpkin, then a baby. Okay, now I gotta explain this to you. Symbolically, the swan represents transformation and also clairvoyance, the ability to use intuitive vision to see beyond the here and now, as well as deep within to unseen places. It's about diving deep. It is one of my main personal animal totems. The pumpkin jumped out at me like a hologram and was clearly letting me know that spirit wanted to speak through the medium of the squash. Then I interpreted the baby as something born new. So I told her that we'd do her reading using the soup. This is the birth of the soup oracle, FYI. I said a prayer and asked that I be given vision to see and receive whatever spirit wanted to reveal for my friend. And I asked her to turn her bowl 3 times clockwise, which you guys are going to do too. on the dinner plate it was resting on, and then turn it upside down toward herself. Now, the waiter was not impressed, but my friend was about to be. I asked her to pass me the overturned bowl and then on the plate. And it was exactly the method that I was taught for reading tea leaves or Turkish coffee grounds. And check it out. The best part was the images were nice and big because I could see them without glasses and very readable, and I didn't have to squint. It was as if Spirit was letting me know that I had found a squash soup version of those large print paperback books. Forget the coffee or tea. Give me some soup. Never mind the reading glasses. Although now I do have to wear them is what it says. So here's the deal. If we have an intention that a medium that is liquid, because we have to kind of follow the general gist of how it was originated, because we can't just read anything for nothing, for no purpose, but we have an intention that we're going to use an ancient methodology of tassiography or tassiomancy, and we want it in larger print, right? So we're going to use a bowl of any kind of really, really thick soup. So you can do pea soup. Pea soup works great. Squash soup works great. You pick it. You decide. But it also works really well with gravy and mashed potatoes or any kind of, or sweet potatoes, any kind of mashed food that has a liquid that's accompanying it as well. And we've done this countless times on the Hay House cruises with my participants, and it is so much fun. You will need to do it with some friends, or you can take pictures the way I've talked to you about it in the PDF and share it with your group, your partners too. As a matter of fact, I'd love you to do it both times, and we'll do it more often during the year as well. But I have to tell you, the first time you do this, you will be shocked at what you can actually perceive as your third eye, or as Joe Dispenza called it, your first eye opens up. You get into the observer, you're tuning in to the collective, and although you may not immediately understand what you're seeing, intuitively you're going to get access to the information that we all have access to, and so you won't even realize that you know what you know when you spit it out. And I've seen this countless times with people who have never done anything like this at all, where they have automatically known what a symbol represents, even though they had no idea that the symbol represented that. So they were able to tell the story, and the way you do it is you go clockwise around the bowl or the plate. Now, just have fun with it. Don't put too much stress on yourself, but I can tell you this. Just waiting 15 minutes, letting the plate dry, and turning it around, and you are going to start to see a story that you can actually tell someone else in front of you that they can corroborate with you. And that's the point of doing this exercise, is finding other ways that we can engage the symbolic representation of spirit in everyday objects with the intention of doing so. All right, so we're setting the intention, we're praying for the highest good, we're asking to be of service, and then we are going to see what we see. And have fun with it. Now, where are you going to find all the answers that you may not know? So the internet, as we know here in Oracle School, that the internet, if you put symbolic representation of oak tree, or you could put symbolic representation of wolf with its mouth open. So all you have to do is print that into Google. Google, my gosh, right? What would we do without Google? And also my book, Messages from Spirit, has a symbol guide in it as well. As I said, I don't think they're in print anymore, but you can get it on Kindle. And that's also got, I think, 400 symbols in it. But it's so super, super easy. Just look it up on the internet and have some fun with your partners or your friends. And I will see you in the next video, where I am talking about something called psychodynamics. See you there.